You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. A few weeks ago, Madera County District Attorney David Lynn announced he'll be running for re-election this November. In the meantime, however, he's involved in a public scandal, and he's claiming he's the victim. FM 89's Carrie Klein has been following the saga and is here to give us an update. Carrie, welcome.
Hi, Joe.
This has been a really interesting one. Allegations of sexual harassment, corruption, a lawsuit, calls for resignation. How did this all begin? Take us back to last fall.
Yeah, there's so much drama. Okay, so this began back in November when it became public that there had been complaints against District Attorney David Lynn's behavior in the workplace and an investigation into it. And at a public meeting, the County Board of Supervisors took the opportunity to publicly censure him. There, they presented a 40-page, just this very long investigation report. It was done by a third-party law firm, and that report concluded that, yes, there was sufficient evidence to sustain the claims against Lynn. And those claims were that he had made lewd, aggressive, sexist, racist remarks in the workplace. They were pretty horrible, ranging from sexually explicit comments about coworkers, a lewd remark about a crime victim. There were racial slurs, the N-word. You name it. And most of them were corroborated by more than one witness that the law firm had interviewed.
And we should say, though, that District Attorney Lynn denies these remarks.
Yes, he denies all of them. And because of that, there is little recourse that the Board of Supervisors could do. So they had held this public meeting and censured him there because they can't fire him. They can't impeach him. They could recall him. But since there's an election in November, they're just gambling that voters will boot him out on their own. He's refused to resign. He does not deny all of these accusations. And he's actually referred to this censure as a show, as an inquisition, and a clear-cut obstruction of justice.
So that is where the story left off in November, mm-hmm. but things picked up again this year.
Yeah, in just the last couple of weeks. And the drama now revolves around Lynn's claims of corruption among the Madera County Board of Supervisors. So specifically, he's claiming that supervisors engaged in shady business deals with developers and with trash services providers in exchange for political contributions. Also claims that they inappropriately spent county funds.
Now, Lynn says that he started looking into these issues before the investigation into his alleged misdeeds in office, which again he denies. But he launched this investigation. We didn't hear much about any findings or any charges. In fact, there have been no charges filed in this investigation, but it popped up again in the news just a few days ago.
That's right. This has been one long he said, she said. So, you know, he said that he had at least threatened an investigation into these supervisors months ago. And then he claimed that his public censure was, in fact, retaliation for making those accusations. And also those accusations started against just two of the board members. And now he's making them against the entire board. And in the last couple of weeks, he's claimed that he's turned his investigation over to the state attorney general, Javier Becerra, and that Becerra, in fact, will be investigating all of these supervisors here at Madera County.
Certainly one could presume there could be a conflict of interest there, given the charges going back and forth. So
Yes, going
to the attorney general would not be out of the question there. But have we heard anything from the Department of Justice, from the attorney general on this investigation?
No, we have not. We have not. It's just far too soon. And they also don't comment on ongoing investigations.
And we should say that the Madera County Board of Supervisors, they also deny the charges that David Lynn has made. So that is one of the recent developments in this case.
Yeah, just
so
one of them.
Accusations against Lynn, a call for him to resign, and a public censure from the board. Now Lynn making the accusations against the board about corruption. But it's not over. What's the latest development?
It's not over. Simultaneously, DA Lynn appears to be getting ready to sue the county for damages and all of this. So he submitted a claim according to the California Tort Claims Act, which is the first step in filing a lawsuit against a government body. So he filed this claim in late February. It's actually he and his wife both filed this claim for a combined $15 million that they, you know, he claims that that the complaints by one of his by the Madera staff, and also the investigation by this law firm contained false and inaccurate information. He claims that, you know, disclosing the information in a public hearing violated his right to due process. And the money here is he's claiming that he suffers from loss of reputation, from loss of future income, from bodily and emotional injury, from mental anguish. And he's asking for his legal fees and medical costs associated with all of that.
And I understand it's totals is quite a significant sum.
$15 million for both him and his wife. That's right.
So then what happens with this claim?
Well, so right now it's just been a claim. It's not a lawsuit just yet. When the district attorney filed it and then it was subsequently rejected by the county, from that date of rejection, he has 6 months to actually file a lawsuit. So we'll see if that actually happens. And the county is denying, you know, all the major claims in his claim.
Fascinating story. Again, FM 89's Carrie Klein with us today. Carrie, thank you.
Thank you.